This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We just heard the Mike Vrabel press conference. He's got another one tomorrow. Of course, we'll hear from him next week when they're out in San Francisco.
Some of those guys need to get back in the batter's box tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, I wouldn't even say they fouled him off today. That was a couple swings and misses.
Yeah,
but we'll see. I mean, they had to ask some questions pertaining to stretch and how they divvy up Super Bowl tickets.
I mean, honestly, some by the end, it's like you have a question about Mike Smith. You're working on a feature.
Yeah, you're cooking up a good Mike Smith
You have
story.
A question about stretch. You're working on a feature.
Sure.
Okay, fine. I mean, I get those questions need to be asked towards the end. When the fourth question is about Super Bowl tickets,
right?
The fourth question in the whole press conference.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
So take another swing at it tomorrow, I guess.
You know what nobody said, which was unfortunate? Congratulations. Because Mike Vrabel is the Sporting News NFL Coach of the Year.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, Sporting News.
Good for him.
Should have said something.
Should have.
They didn't.
Feather's good friend Kelsey Grammer. And what is a boy to do? On one side, my hometown Seattle Seahawks. And on the other, my adopted New England Patriots. I remember Carla telling me stories of Steve Hanna. Andy Ashby all over your face.
How about that? Kelsey Grammer back. Couple Kelsey Grammer grab bags because he famously is torn.
Oh, he should be.
We were introduced to him, of course, Cheers here in Boston, and then spent a lot of time out in Seattle for his radio program out in Seattle, Washington. So who's he rooting for?
Oh, good question.
We don't even know.
He said Carla was telling him all about Andy Ashby, among other people.
Yeah, I believe so. It was helping him out.
What was Cheers' last year? I saw Andy Ashby came in 91.
Oh,
Cheers.
They overlapped.
Cheers didn't end until 93. Good call. All right.
They did.
She could have been talking about Andy Ashby all over your face.
Boston Celtics didn't have it last night, Jones. They were down early, pretty big, to the Atlanta Hawks. They ended up losing 117 to 106. They dropped to 29 and 18 on the year. Jaylen Brown had 21 in the loss. Off tonight, homestand continues tomorrow as they will welcome the Sacramento Kings to town. Of course, the bigger story is sort of this Jason Tatum thing. Is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back? What's going on? I guess Joe Mazzulla today confirmed that there has not been a setback.
No setback, so. Which doesn't surprise us. I didn't need to hear Joe Mazzulla to say that. I think Tatum on the pivot, I think Nick is all over this, to be honest. Tatum on the pivot oversold his return, or he's worried about if he's not back by what he said, 50 or 60 games. Then it's going to look like he had a setback or he's behind. They have not released a timetable the whole time. That's the first thing resembling a timetable that's out there from Tatum or the team. Terp even said that yesterday when he was on. So I think he oversold it. So he's just throttling back a little bit. But there was no setback. I don't believe there's a setback. I think he's coming back, and he's probably still coming back really soon. That's my belief. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just went to a friend in the media to do him a favor to tamp some of this down in case he's not back as soon as he anticipates.
Yeah, are you changing your prediction for when he returns?
I told you I made a bet with a buddy of mine that he's playing in February. I'm now nervous about that bet.
All right.
But, like, for the team. Does it matter if he comes back in February or March?
No, that doesn't.
It matters for my bet.
Sure does.
But it doesn't It doesn't matter to the team. Yeah. I bet he's back, March at the latest.
Maybe I didn't grab bag quite as often as I should have. Maybe I didn't grab bag quite as often as I could have. Jones and Keith, if I made you feel second best, man, I'm sorry I was blind. Your show was always on my mind. Your show was always on my mind.
I didn't know what song that was until the very end. Now I know it.
Really stuck the landing.
There you go.
The Boston Bruins are in action tonight. So if you're looking for some home hockey, you got it. 7 o'clock at the TD Garden. Take on the Philadelphia Flyers and their wacky play-by-play guy who knows comedy. The guy knows comedy.
He does.
And
Two games for comedy?
Not
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Come on.
While you're down there, would you mind me?
That guy's going to be in the house. We should have had him on the show today. I mean, he's probably not doing a lot of interviews.
Look, there's a lot of local broadcasts you don't need to listen to, but maybe it's worth checking out the Philly broadcast.
That one seems like an absolute winner.
Yeah. Rippy.
No, that's good.
That's good.
That takes me back.
That is a good one.
That takes me back.
The Pats have confirmed they're going to be wearing the icy whites in the Super Bowl. So
nice.
The same uniforms we saw against Denver, which really helped in the snow.
Yep.
They're going to wear the same ones. They tweeted out a picture. I know Reese was on this early. But it was confirmed today they're going to be wearing the whites.
Reese kind of dominating the Super Bowl so far.
Yeah, he's
apparently the only one who's on Drake May being hurt.
Good Super Bowl.
And he also is all over the uniform, so good for Reese.
Grab bag for 200, please.
Shredder is cooking up position top tens for the upcoming season on MLB. It's their sort of like AI projection model thing. We mentioned how the Red Sox started with two left fielders, number one and number two, Duran and Roman Anthony, two best in the game.
Can't do any better than that. I can't imagine.
Top 10 starting pitchers are out.
Yeah.
Red Sox have one.
Okay, I'm assuming that's Garrett Crochet.
It is Garrett Crochet.
I don't think it's Juan Oviedo.
It's not Ranger.
Yeah.
It's not Sonny Gray. It's Garrett Crochet, but I was shocked to see sixth. I thought he'd be third.
Yep.
I thought he'd be third.
Scooble Skeens.
Crochet goes 1-2. Zach Wheeler goes 3. Old friend Chris Sale.
Okay, so that's dumb
goes
man.
4.
Dumb man even dumber that Sale's ahead of him.
And then Christopher Sanchez, who was very good.
I mean, Sanchez
nice.
Shut down the Red Sox last year. Yeah. I'm actually, look.
The Phillies have two guys in the top five.
I wouldn't have put Sanchez ahead of Crochet, but like whatever. No. Nick made the point, if Yamamoto was ahead of Crochet,
I would have been okay with that.
I guess I could stomach that.
Yamamoto 7, Hunter Brown 8, Max Fried 9, Hunter Green 10.
Wheeler was hurt last year, although Wheeler's been really, really good prior to that, and then Sale is always hurt, so those are stupid.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Grab bag for 400.
There's a lot of those.
We have the whole Double Jeopardy. Is that what we have? 200, 400?
Maybe.
All right.
Bo Nix versus Sean Payton. Not bad. Sean Payton was talking about the surgeries Bo Nix has had, and he's like, he doesn't even really know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. A little bit of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The feud there? I mean, honeymoon over?
Look, Sean Payton.
He scapegoats the OC, fires him, and then he's like, yeah, Bo Nix has got all these injuries.
Bo Nix has his chronic ankle. He can't keep his ankle healthy. There's a ticking time bomb down there.
What?
Okay.
Let's get back into the game. Phil, make a selection.
Grab bag 800, please.
I guess that's not double jeopardy. That's single
jeopardy.
Moving
down the, just moving down the board. Yeah, they're all different values.
The Chargers.
Would you go right to 1,000?
I could right to 1,000 and right to 2,000?
No, remember
yes.
when?
Yeah.
Was it Hol-
Thank you, Nick.
Holzhauer?
That's what you do.
Who's the guy that like broke the game?
No idea.
No, you remember Jeopardy when it was like super popular?
Ken Jennings?
No, Ken Jennings was very good, but he just won a lot. The other guy, what was his name? Remember Bill? Nick? He won.
I remember
like,
him because he went backwards, but I don't know his name.
No, he would just random, like all over the place. He would just like spray the board. People would be confused by it. They're like, where is he going?
Yeah, no one can get into a rhythm.
But then he would always like double it. Like he was the first guy that started winning like millions.
The daily double?
Yeah, he'd win like millions of dollars in Jeopardy. Whereas Ken Jennings just had like a great record. This guy won a ton of money.
Got it.
Anyway. But maybe that's what I would do. I'd get them all wrong. I wouldn't really have control of the board very often.
That's a good point. What do you mean?
Like sports
what would I do?
For 200. Like sports.
James Holzhauer?
Yeah, James Holzhauer. James Holzhauer crushed it. I'll do sports for 400. Like sports is not.
Guys, sports is not a category.
You can do potables.
Yeah. If I show up to Jeopardy and sports is not an option,
maybe you'd
be way better at this than me, but at least like movies
I can do
music
a movie
or like
one. That's it.
Something.
Yeah.
If those are my categories, I'm just like, not my day.
Just waiting around.
Huh?
Eeks.
Eeks.
Yeah, for sure. They're like the band 311 for 400.
Yes!
In your face!
I'm like Rosie Perez, and he got game, yeah.
Quiche. What is quiche? Yeah. What is Quince?
Grab bag 600.
Jason Williams. You remember Jason Williams.
Which one now?
The
murderer.
No.
No. Oh, white chocolate? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew who you're talking about.
Not him.
Okay.
No bodies on his resume, as far as I know. The former point guard with the Sacramento Kings.
Sure.
He just had a game-worn rookie jersey sell for $140,000. You like that?
Hell yeah.
Grab bag, 1,000.
I can almost win you a game-worn Jay Will jersey.
You could. You got to get a double, triple down on that. Has Bob Ryan tweeted, many are asking?
Yeah.
Actually tweeted quite a bit since our last time.
I would bet.
Another one of these fake ones. Sienna Rose asks,
ooh.
No word starts with C and ends with E. Prove
it's
me wrong.
The same tweet that you replied to?
Nah, he just
starts with C and ends with E?
Yeah.
I can think of one. We got a Trump drop.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's kind of. You're right. I guess
he's going to cue him. He said Chase. He just wrote Chase. No sarcasm or anything. He went Chase. Somebody also said the best baseball players from Japan, the best basketball players from Serbia, the best quarterback ever is from California. Our three major sports, not one of these guys is from America.
Yeah. California's not America.
I guess that's the joke.
I get it. Yeah.
Well, Bob did not like it.
Not what Gavin Newsom is doing there.
Bob responded and said, is that supposed to be funny? That's what he said.
Oh.
Then he also commented finally on Bill Polian. He said,
good.
He can't remember. That's nonsense. A couple of these are all Trump related. And then there's another one. So remember 2 days ago,
this is the one with the same tweet.
Yes. It goes, guess what is written in the picture?
Yeah.
And it was liar.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. He answered the guy again, but he put like 5 exclamation points.
Oh, so he just like doubled down. He's like, hey, you didn't pay me my 800K.
Yeah, I think he wants more
800K. He's like, hey, I got it. Where's my money?
I think that's what he's looking for. Yeah.
She was living in a single room with 3 other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, the other two were
grab bags.
God only knows what they were up to in there.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Mikal Bridges, who had 30 points? Was it Paolo Banchero, 31 points, 12 boards? Was it Anthony Black, 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists? Was it Victor Wembanyama, 28 points, 16 boards? Or was it OG Anunoby, 26 points, 5 assists in the Knicks win over the Raptors?
Yeah, let's go Bridges. Knicks won. They beat Toronto. Let's go with him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Did you say?
I guess I said he got game. Not White Men Can't Jump. My mistake. I did
great
see
basketball movies.
Flood of those texts though. Yep. But yeah, Rosie Perez crushed it in some movie. I do know that.
Did she win Best Supporting Actress that year?
She probably should have.
All right, we have a ball player who was an outfielder, specifically a right fielder, which was fitting because he threw right-handed and hit righty.
Shredder will rank those tomorrow.
Everything righty. No, that right field's not tomorrow.
Oh, it's not. Infield, something on the infield.
It goes outfield, battery, infield. Yeah, they really go
outfield, battery, infield, yeah.
It's shortstops tomorrow. Today, though, we're talking about a right fielder who spent 14 years in the majors, and he played with the following teams. Royals, Pirates, Devil Rays, Nationals, Reds, Mariners, Angels, Snakes, A's, and Giants.
Okay.
He was never an All-Star.
Great.
Seventh in the Rookie of the Year vote.
Seventh.
Seven!
Yeah, thank you. Career high in a season for home runs was 31.
Oh, that's a good number.
RBI high in a different season was 104.
Mm-hmm.
A 270 career hitter.
Where did he hit the 31?
31 bombs with, part of two teams. It was an 03 with Cincinnati and Oakland.
Oh.
He kicked down the door of his major league career in 1997, and he hung up the spikes after the 2010 season.
In 03, Reds to the A's.
Yes.
Right fielder.
Yes.
Ryan Ludwig?
Oh, no. Good guess, though.
No.
We've had Ben Grieve before. Can't possibly be Ben Grieve.
It's not Ben Grieve. Multiple 20 home run seasons. Ended his career 214 career home runs.
Oh.
Played a long time.
Yeah, 14 years, I heard.
He made $53.3 million.
Yeah, that's not nothing. Who is this guy?
Right. He was traded once for the orangutan.
Must have been that trade.
I don't know who won that trade. You have to be.
I'm looking.
Two-time AL Player of the Week. Oh, yeah, we're running out of time. Sorry.
It's not mod to see.
It's on the text. Second one down.
Second one down. Travis Snyder?
Second one down. Is your screen different than mine?
Oh, Jose Guillen.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
I thought you meant second from the bottom.
Like
sorry.
I can't count all the way down there.
I thought you meant where they started. I'm sorry. Second one down. Jose Guillen.
Nice little career.
He's a good arm.
Yeah. Really good arm.
Yeah, I vaguely remember him.
He got hit by a pitch a ton one year. I think he led the league, maybe. Yeah. Led the league in 05. Got five points
in his Hall of Fame math.
Yep.
He led the league in it.
Arcan got it.
Yep. Good for you. Okay. Jose Guillen. Nice. Second one down, he said. Okay.
Travis Snyder?
Random ball player. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe in the grab bag. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons. You got Hart. You got 50. You got 10. And it's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.